So this morning I'm going to talk to you about Journey of Amazing Grace. But before that, I want to share about a story with you. A few weeks ago, we discovered that we have some unwelcome guests in the house. There were ants crawling around on the floor. And some of you actually don't like these creepy crawling things in the house, right? Did you know that there's actually a name for people who don't like insects? And it's called entomophobia. So, actually, where's Julia? She's not here. She'll be here later, but she's one of those. She doesn't like ants at all. So, and actually get some of these traps so we can get rid of these ants. I don't know if you ever used one of these. It's basically almost like a little plastic hotel for ants. All you gotta do is actually, if you look on the left, there's a little scissor sign here. All you gotta do is cut it open. You don't need to use all of them, just use one at a time. So you actually cut it open and leave it around where you last found the ants. So once you get only got one ant, kind of get a taste of a flavor of this poison. So they'll go around and tell the rest of the family or nest. But before long, you have a whole army of ants actually trying to suck up the poison. They would actually even bring it back to the nest. You see a whole trail of ants going back to the nest. It might seem kind of cruel, but hey, that's where it works. So you can get rid of the ants out of the house. It seems like they're really enjoying the poison. Yet we all know eventually it's going to kill them. It's almost like the people who live in sin and yet thoroughly enjoy the temporary pleasure. You see, about 24 hours after the ants get, taste the poison, they will just start kind of wandering aimlessly all over the place. And little do you know that eventually they would actually all be killed. And that's how actually what Paul described this in the second chapter of book Ephesians. He said in verse 1, it says, you were dead through the transgressions and sins in which you once lived. Once the ants have a taste of the poison, they are actually totally, it seems like they're totally addicted to it. They want more and more, and they want to share that with the rest of the ants. And even if you tap the trap a little lightly, and they will be dispersed for just a little while, and then they will come back. The scripture says, the sinners follow the course of this world.
Um, 这个圣经也提到，就是说这个 罪人随从圣经的风俗。
We are enslaved by sin.
因为我们被罪所奴役。
The ants are almost like slaves to the poison.
这些蚂蚁呢，就像毒液的奴仆一样。
The sinners are being controlled by the rulers of the kingdom of the air.
是罪人顺从空中掌权者的首领。
And the spirit that I have worked in those who are disobedient.
这是圣经在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Just like the ants who are enslaved by the poison.
就像这个蚂蚁被毒液完全的奴役一样。
We're totally under control of sin.
我们也完全被这个罪所控制。
The scripture also says we're by nature children of wrath.
圣经也说到这个我们这个罪人从生下来就是本为可怒之子。
I found that this concept very difficult to comprehend.
我发现这个其实很难以理解的时候。
To be more accurately portrayed, we are by nature children under wrath.
就是说，更准确的说，我们就是天生就是在怒气之下的孩子。
Paul is saying that from the minute children are born, God is angry, not just angry, but furious.
保罗说，当这个小孩生下的那一刻起，这个神就对他生气，不仅生气，而且是非常的愤怒。
How can it be?
怎么可能这样子呢?
How can a loving God be angry at innocent babies who have not done anything wrong?
怎么可能一个慈爱的神会对一个什么错事都没有做的天真的孩子会发怒呢?
And that is because of sin, since man is born with sin and are condemned.
因为这个人生下来就是有罪，而是被谴责。
Ultimately, sin takes over, leading to death, and that's exactly what happened to the ants.
最终这个罪就会导致死亡，这就是和这个蚂蚁经历的是一样的。
The ants will die in the trap, nearby or in the nest.
这蚂蚁要么就死在这个陷阱里面，要么死在旁边，或者是他们的巢中。
Now, Apostle Paul, who wrote the book of Ephesians, we believe, is a lawyer by training.
这个以弗所书是炮写的，这个是使徒保罗呢，他是一个。
Very well educated one, and always have his sentence set up very well, his thoughts properly organized.
他总是很好的组织他的语言和思想。
So right after he described all these problems with the human nature, he put it this very logical transition.
所以他把这个问题已经摆在上面解释之后呢，然后他会很自然的他就转换到这个下面的这个。
He introduced salvation in one single sentence.
他介绍了救恩在一个很简单的一个方法。
Very simple.
非常简单。
No precondition.
没有任何先决条件。
No gimmicks.
没有什么花招。
In verse 4 and 5 it says, But God being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
在四到五节提到，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因为他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，并叫我们与基督一同活过来。
This is what,
得救是本乎恩。
This is what God has done.
这是神所做的。
He made us alive again together with Christ.
他叫我们一同活过来。
Raise us up with him.
耶稣一起复活，一起坐在天上。
And then made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ.
那我们在天上和耶稣基督一起坐在一起。
You see, salvation is that simple.
你可以看这个救恩其实很简单的。
It's based on grace.
它是基于恩惠。
Simply put,We don't deserve it, but it's provided to us for free.
或者简单的说是我们不配拥有，但是白白的给予我们的。
Even beyond that, in verse 6 it says, "Raised it up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus."
除了那之外，在第六节也说了，就是神让我们复活，然后让我们和神和耶稣一起坐在。
So you think about it, we, you know, for Christians, we're going to be sitting next to Jesus in heaven.
你可以想象一下，我们将来会跟耶稣一起坐在天国里面。
If you recall, and then actually back last year, when we talk about the book, first chapter of the book of Ephesians, we study, you know, that Paul told us about the heavenly blessings.
大家还能记得，可能几个月之前，就是去年九月份的时候，我们学习这个以弗所书第一章的时候，这个保罗告诉我们来自天国的祝福。
He said we are marked out beforehand and actually being adopted as children of God.
他提到说我们是提前被标出来，而且被拣选出来作为他的儿女。
And then Jesus was sent to us as redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of sin.
我们是借着耶稣的宝血得蒙救赎，然后罪过得到赦免。
Then we have the Holy Spirit as a promise.
我们也有圣灵作为我们的应许。
So, you know, actually it's almost like, you know, you're looking for in the chapter, it's almost like Paul is thinking, he's not quite sure he got the point, so he repeated all over again.
保罗其实在这个以弗所书第二章又重新把这一点重复一下。
He said in verse 8 and 9, he actually repeated this essence of the salvation again.
他把这个关于救恩的本质在这里又跟我们强调一遍。
He said, For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing, it's a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
所以你们得救呢是本乎恩，因着信。这不是出于你们自己。是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
It's such a fundamental concept.
这个是最基本的一个概念在这里。
Salvation is a gift.
救恩是一个礼物。
Once you decide it, you want it, it's very easy.
一旦你决定要它，它是很容易。
And just have faith, and you can receive it.
你就有信心，你就会接到这个礼物。
Paul also elaborates on why God provided this salvation.
保罗进一步的跟我们解释为什么神会提供这个救恩呢？
It's based on His mercy.
是基于神的怜悯。
Out of love.
出于他的爱。
And by grace and through God's kindness.
靠着恩典，通过神的仁慈。
At the end, it's so set up in the coming ages, he might show the immeasurable greatness of his grace.
最后的话，他会向我们显示，通过这个，显示神的无可测度的恩惠。
So on my 40th birthday, which is not too long ago,
我四十岁生日的时候，可能不是很久之前。
It actually happened fall on a weekday.
在一个工作对工作的时候那个厅。
So I took a day off from work.
所以我请了一假。
I went to a coffee shop.
去一个咖啡馆。
I read part of a book and kind of spent some time just reflecting.
读一本书，然后花一点时间自己反思一下。
And some of you might know there are three things I strive to do in my life.
你们中有些人可能知道，我已经提过有三件事情，我一直在努力在做。
That is to reflect more，
就是反思更多的反思。
Take more risk，
可以冒一更多的一点风险。
And work on things that will be around long after I'm gone。
做一些事情可以持续的很久，即使我死了之后还能继续持续的。
And one of those things that I thought it will still be around long after I'm gone， yeah， I've been working on is a charter school。
其中一件事情我一直在工作上，就是我认为可能会持续很久，即使我死了之后，是一个 charter school。
And some of you might know that I actually been helping with a charter school, and by the year fall 2013, it will be in existence for 10 years.
你们有些人中有人知道，我其实帮助最初的那个成立了一个 charter school 在圣保罗。然后到2013年这个秋天的时候，我们就有4年了这个学校。
And some of you like Keisha, maybe actually she went to school there, and among other people, some of the kids here.
有一些小孩子去上过这个学校，其实。
We recently participated in the opening ceremony on the new buildings. This building here that actually cost over $17 million.
最近我们去参加他一个新楼的这个奠基典礼，这个新的楼花了17万美元。
And actually, as you see in the picture, We even have Charlie Brown there with a, what's that? Oh, Linus, I'm sorry. And Ping can tell you about all the wonderful things about the school.
这个照片上能看到这个学校里面新的大楼，然后平也肯定也知道很多关于学校的事情。
You know, the point is, I'm sure the school will do very well long after I'm gone.
我相信这个学校一定会很不错的，因为是我过世之后。
And the school board is so kind that they actually designated the library as a founder's library with their pictures in the library.
这个学校董事会他们很好，他们愿意把那个图书馆称为创办的图书馆。
And someone who actually might wonder who helped found this, you know, the school can actually find the information in the library.
有些人可能就想学校找到是谁到底成立这个学校，他们其实在这个图书馆里就能看到这个信息，因为我们照片在放在这个图书馆里面。Now
I wish I can take more credit, but I have to say that actually the school, the way because it's so successful, is based on the staff, the teachers, and the parents.
我希望可以形成更多的功劳，但是实际上学校真的是尽在很多很棒的老师啊，还有这个职工、员工，还有家长的努力的上面。
My point is, you see such great school, or the workmanship, you wonder who's behind it.
我的要领就是说，当你们看到这个很好的学校和这个工作之后，你们会想谁在这后面呢？在这事情的后面呢？
And you see the wonderful salvation by God, you also kind of wonder, who is Jesus Christ? Who is that behind it?
同样的事情，当你看到神的这个救恩的时候，你会想谁在这个后面呢？
The scripture tells us, it said, we are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
在圣经提到说，我们是他在基督耶稣里的工作，在未来的日子里，他会显明他丰富的恩惠和在基督耶稣里对我们的良善。
And throughout the entire chapter in chapter 2,
在整个第二的以弗所书第二章中，
Paul painted a picture from a miserable state that man is on this left-hand corner. And this slide, I cannot put both Chinese and English on one slide, so actually there's one slide in English and another one in Chinese.
保罗就跟我画了一个图像，就是说我们怎么样从一个很糟糕的一个状态，最后经过救恩，我们到一个很美好的状态。
And what's in the middle is describing the salvation.
在中间其实是讲这个关于救恩的。
And then the very top, the right hand corner is about what we're going to be like if we accept the salvation.
在右上角我们能看到，就是说，如果我们得了救恩之后，我们会是一个什么样的状况？
And so what I did was I actually took out the key parts and actually put it in this map into the dreadful situation the sinners are in, the salvation in the middle, and actually what would be like if we accept the salvation.
我只是把这个关键的这些动力，就是把它分开来。刚开始我们是什么状态，然后经过救恩之后，我们又到了一个什么样的状况。This
entire scripture may be very kind of going back and forth, but in essence, that's what God, Paul is trying to tell us. This situation in sin, the salvation, and what it's like if we accept the salvation.
因为在一章里头，我们看到前后，他为保罗讲了很多关于救恩的道理。但是真的，你要我们把它分成三部分呢，看得很清楚。什么是我们得救恩之前，什么是我们得救恩之后？
He also revealed that we are part of this God's new family.
他也提到我们是神的这个新的家庭的一部分。
Paul started with the adoption from chapter 1.
从第一章他讲到这个收养。
In verse 5, it says actually, he predestined us for adoption as son through Jesus Christ.
他提到我们是通过耶稣基督，我们的神，让我们成为他的儿女。
We are now part of God's family.
So we are now part of God's family.
And co-heir with Christ.
We are
And that is why he can call we are now members of the household of God.
所以这是我们为什么被称为这个神家里的兄弟姊妹。
And that's why we actually can call each other brothers and sisters.
这是我们为什么可以互相称为兄弟姐妹。
And Paul also described, starting with God's kingdom and then God's family, and actually talk about this God's temple.
他讲到这个神的家，然后讲到我们，然后后来先提到这个神的这个庙，神的temple.
And actually, with Christ being the cornerstone.
耶稣呢是我们这个庙的房角石。
And you know, if you actually look at the picture that I show on the right here.
对，这个上面有一个照片。
This is the temple of Artemis for the Greek goddess, and this temple is right in the Ephesus area.
这个叫做阿尔特弥斯神庙，它就在以弗所这个地方。
This is actually one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
它是古代的希腊奇迹之一。
So when Paul referred to Christ being the cornerstone, he's not talking about some small building.
所以当保罗谈到关于这个房角石，他不是讲的是小的楼，小的这个房子。
The cornerstone is a stone upon which all of other stones are placed.
这个房角石是这个石头，是所有别的石头的上面，在它上面。
In the book of Psalm 118:22, it says, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone."
在诗篇118章22节提到，就是匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。And
Jesus being referred to as being the cornerstone.
耶稣被称为房角石。
In Acts 4:11, it says, "Jesus is the stone that's been rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone."
在使徒行传第4章11节提到，你们匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。At
the end, salvation in and of itself is such amazing accomplishment.
最后你们来看到这个救恩，真的是一个很令人惊讶的这个成就。Taking
where we at in a such sinful state, like the ants enjoying the poison all the way to be able to be seated in heaven.
我们可以想象，我们从一个像这个蚂蚁一样，在享受这些毒液、这个有罪的状态，回到一个完全的到天堂里、天国里，这神坐在一起。Do
you know who this person is?
你知道这个人是谁吗？
Anybody want to guess?
你好。
Yeah, it's me when I was a little kid.
这是我很小的时候。
I don't know what happened. I was just pretty relaxed and sitting there.
我不知道，但我就是很放松的坐着。
I didn't hear that, but I'll find out what she said later. In chapter 1, verse 20, it says, it talks about Jesus raised from dead, and then seating him is being Jesus on the right hand in the heavenly places.
在以弗所书1章20节提到，就是神使耶稣从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
In verse 6 in chapter 2, it says we're going to be raised up and be seated.
在第二章的第六节也说，我们也是一同复活，然后坐在一起。
We're going to be seated with him in the heavenly places.
我们会和耶稣坐在天国里面。
So I can imagine all these Christians people all crowd around Jesus, all being seated there.
我不想想象，就是说我们这么多基督徒，大家都会跟耶稣坐在一起，都很挤的样子。So
perhaps it's more referred to our position in heaven.
所以它可能更多是一个比喻性的说法，就是说我们在天堂的这个地位什么样子。So
our family starting this watching this show. I don't know who has seen this TV show. Anybody? You don't know?
我们家一起在开始看了一个电视节目。It's
called the Amazing, not Amazing Grace, but Amazing Race.
这个叫做 Amazing Race, 令人惊讶的那个赛跑。
So for those who don't know about this TV show, basically this is the current season where 11 teams start at one location. They're just going to race around the world in different places every week.
他们一共有11个小组，他们就是在全世界，环绕世界来这个赛跑，他们可能每周都会有一个不同的一个赛程。So
they have to finish some. All the teams have to finish some challenging activities before they can go on.
他们必须完成一些很有挑战性的一些活动，所以在往前面继续走。
So every week, they also, you know, the last team that arrived at the destination would be eliminated.
在每个星期，如果是最后一个到达的这个小组呢，就会被淘汰掉。
Except maybe sometimes there's a non-elimination round.
当然有时候也会这个非淘汰的这个部分。
So at the end of the season, at the very last show, usually there are about three teams here. The first team that arrived, they would win $1 million.
到最后的话，这个结束的时候，最后一个如果是最后一个最新到达的这个小组呢，他们得到100万美元的奖金。
We like the show because you get to see all the different places around the world. You know, the people, the culture, and all the different little things about what's going on there.
我们喜欢看这个节目，是因为我们可以通过节目看到很多不同的地方啊，不同的文化啊，还有不同的人，他们在这些互相的互动。
So the teams would interact with each other, and you know, obviously there's an element of competition there.
对，而且这个小组之间的互动啊，小组成员之间的互动啊，就是蛮有意思的。So
my kids want to sign, either you know them up, you know, form a father-daughter team, with me.
我的孩子想让我们也想去参加，成为一个父亲和女儿的一个组。
I'm not quite sure. They want to do that, but I'm not quite sure.
他们想做，但是我真的不确定。
I'm not sure I'm quite in shape.
因为我不确定我是不是有这个精力。
So a few weeks ago, this young couple on the left here was able to obtain what is called an express pass.
几个星期之前，这个左下角的一个年轻的夫妇，他们得了一张叫快速通行证。So
if that's, you know, the way it works is if they run into something very difficult, all they got to do is use an express pass, they can bypass the event and move on.
对，这个快速通行证的好处就是说，如果他们在有一段碰到一个很难的这个活动，他们过不去，他们可以用这个，然后他们就可以跳过去。
This young couple, because they wanted to save the pass or for whatever reason, chose not to use the pass, even though they were really behind and had some really difficult challenges. At the end of the show, they were the first team in the show's history that got eliminated with the express pass still holding that in their hands.
So, 结果他们最后被淘汰了。可是被淘汰的时候，他们还是手上有这个快速通行证，这是从第一次发生这种事情。All
they had to do is use it.
他们只要所需要做的就是用这个快速通行证就行了。But
they didn't.
但是他没有用。
Friends, do you know that actually salvation is available to you? And all you have to do is actually use that express pass, accept this salvation as if you're using the express pass.
朋友，你们知道吗？这个其实救恩在某种程度上也是对我们来说也是一个快速通行证。
This express path, this salvation is based on God's love and mercy.
It's
that simple.
很简单。
So you might say, well, I'm going to save it for to use express pass later.
你们可能说，有人说，我想留着for将来的用。
But how do you know when you're going to be eliminated?
但是你从来不知道你什么时候会被淘汰。
So, brothers and sisters, it's also, you know, this is the salvation is also that simple.
兄弟姐妹，你也看到这个救恩其实是真的很简单。
It's also good for us to really understand the salvation so we can explain the salvation to our friends.
所以我们也要自己理解这个救恩，然后我可以把这个救恩的道理解释给我们的朋友。
Explain to your own children.
解释给你的小孩子。
You know, to actually show them this express pass.
给他们这个快速通行证看。
Because it's just with such a wonderful salvation that God has given us. Let's close the word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the salvation that you have prepared for us. This salvation is just based on grace and because of your love. It's given to us without any condition. Lord, we ask that you just allow us to truly appreciate what you've done for us on the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.